really well. They're putting him in a position to make a lot of plays and utilize it.
What do you remember about that game in Houston last year? Is that one of the more back-and-forth wild games you've ever been a part of?
Absolutely. For one half of football, I don't know if I've been on a defense that's dominated more. They couldn't do anything against us. And then, you know, for the last really quarter, we couldn't stop them. And it was it was like two different football games. I think in the first half, you know, they couldn't get in sync. They were looking for answers, and they couldn't find any. And then in the fourth quarter, we had no answers. We just couldn't make a play we needed to. And then, you know, fortunately, we made enough plays to win that one.
This Texas team's got a lot of momentum. Do you see a difference in the team you faced back in week two or three, whatever it was?
Yeah, they have seen them on tape. You know, we got to see them on Monday night a couple weeks ago. They're playing a lot of confidence, a lot of swagger. You know, I don't think there's many more dangerous teams for us to play right now. You know, their offense is high powered. We have a lot of people we have to stop. And like I said, they just look like they're playing with a lot of confidence. And, you know, this is for that team and for that organization, this is going to be a big game for them.
You talked about shutting the door on the Colts, check. Now it's a matter of shutting the door on the rest of the AFC. Good opportunity here, huh?
It's an opportunity. You know, each week, you know, we've stepped up to the challenge, regardless of what it was. You know, we've really only had one setback at this point, and this week it's a different challenge, different team, really a different team than we saw the first time around against the Texans. And you know, we have a lot of reasons to prepare well this week and to play our best game. It would be a big win for us, an important win.